You are lying in the earth posture, and you remain so until the conclusion of this tape. Let's check that you are still completely relaxed, that no tensions have crept in. You should be lying as flat as possible. Your chin inclined slightly towards your feet so as to flatten the back of your neck. Flatten your shoulder blades by sloping your shoulders slightly and lifting your chest. Flatten the curve of your spine in the lumbar region as much as you can by very slightly raising your knees. Make sure your feet, legs, and thighs are relaxed so your toes find their own direction. Check that your abdomen, chest, shoulders, neck, arms, and hands are relaxed, and your forehead, face, and jaw. Peace surrounds you. Peace is within you. Listen and relax. This side two of the tape will lead you through Formula 4, the procedure for achieving willed and fully conscious astral projection. If you have faithfully performed all the practices which lead up to Formula 4 in the book, you have prepared yourself in the best possible way for astral projection, and you can be confident of success, whether you achieve this in your first attempts or after a longer period. Astral projection is a faculty which is within the natural capability of your inner self. It is possible and natural to you, and you are going to achieve it. Formula 4 involves several stages of action. First, you will energize the vital centers or chakras. This is a procedure in its own right, which is given in the book as Formula 1. Second, you will eject astral substance and will form this into the key figure, the astral vehicle into which you will transfer your consciousness. Third, you will locate your center of consciousness, a point of selfhood in yourself, and be aware of the corresponding point in the key figure. Fourth, you will make the resolve to transfer awareness to the astral vehicle, and then you will undertake the actual transference of consciousness. A special sequence of projection sounds will begin during the fourth stage and will continue until the end of the tape. These sounds have been created with great care and deliberation to assist the process of projection. They are chiefly directed to the inner faculties to assist you in loosening the hold which your physical body has upon your consciousness. You don't need to think about these sounds while you hear them. Be conscious of them. Let your imagination flow along with them in the background of your awareness. They will do their own deep level work while you need only be receptive to them. We are now going to commence Formula 4, beginning with the energization procedure. Your astral projection work may well continue beyond the duration of this tape. And whether you have achieved an out-of-the-body state or are still attempting to transfer your consciousness into the astral vehicle when the tape ends, you will not want to be disturbed. So at this point, make the following resolution mentally. I will not be disturbed by the sound of the tape switching off. I will not be disturbed by the sound of the tape switching off. Lying relaxed, with your eyes closed, breathe fully and evenly. To coordinate visualization and breathing in this present energization procedure, you will be taking your timing from my words, so don't establish a strict pattern of rhythmic breathing. On your next out-breath, visualize your crown center, a sphere of coruscating white brilliance. Breathe in. Breathe out, feeling the intense effulgence of your crown center as almost a physical reality. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of the brilliance of this center. Breathe in, drawing a shaft of white light from the crown center to the middle of your forehead. Breathe out, visualizing your brow center, a sphere of glimmering, soft, dove gray light. Breathe in. Breathe out, feeling the warm and gentle radiance of this light upon your forehead. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of your brow center and bringing to mind also the crown center and the shaft of light. Breathe in, drawing the shaft of white light from your brow center to the middle of your throat. Breathe out, visualizing your throat center, a sphere of billowing intense mid-purple. Breathe in. Breathe out, being aware of your throat center's vivid and surging purple light. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of your throat center and bringing to mind crown and brow center and the shaft of light. Breathe in, drawing the shaft of white light from the throat center to the middle of your chest. Breathe out, visualizing your heart center, a sphere of pulsating, radiant yellow. Breathe in. Breathe out, being aware of your heart center's throbbing yellow radiance. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of the heart center and bringing to mind the earlier centers and the shaft of light. Breathe in, drawing the shaft of light from your heart center to the region of your genitals. Breathe out, visualizing your sex center, a sphere of lavender, radiant and fast swirling. Breathe in. Breathe out, being aware of your sex center as fast-moving lavender brightness. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of the sex center and bringing to mind the earlier centers and the shaft of light. Breathe in, drawing the shaft of light from your sex center to your feet. Breathe out, visualizing your earth center, a sphere of seven rainbow colors, shimmering and lazily swirling. Breathe in. Breathe out, being aware of your earth center's vibrant colors, gently swirling and mingling. Breathe in. Breathe out, strengthening your awareness of the earth center and bringing to mind the earlier centers and the shaft of light. Continue your steady breathing, letting this image of the centers and the connecting shaft of light slowly fade from your awareness. But before performing the last stage of this energization, listen carefully to the directions. Beginning on an in-breath, you will visualize a jet of white light which rises swiftly from the location of the earth center upwards through your body to just above your head. There, it divides and descends in two shafts just outside your arms to pass beneath your feet, reunite and rise again in one central jet as before, so that you have a continuous fountain of rising, dividing and circuiting light. When you have maintained this visualization through the course of three complete breaths, go on breathing steadily and deeply while allowing the image of the fountain of light slowly to fade from your consciousness. Now, when you are ready, on an in-breath, begin the circulation of light, rising, dividing, and falling. You have increased and circulated your natural psychic energy and strengthened the intercommunication of the various levels of your psychophysical being. You have also ensured that your inner forces are in a state of balanced harmony. And so, you are ready to proceed safely and effectively to the formulation of your astral vehicle and to the transference of your consciousness to it. First, however, there are several things you should remember. If, when you have sent forth astral substance from yourself and formed it into the key figure, for any reason you don't transfer your consciousness to it, then at the end of the session you must take care to re-assimilate the key figure. If, when you have formed the key figure, you fall asleep before transferring consciousness to it, There is no need to reassimilate the figure. Your instinctual nature will look after that process very competently. If you do succeed in transferring consciousness to the key figure, again, there is no need to reassimilate, because when your consciousness returns to your body, the astral substance will automatically return with it. But in every case, to assure complete realignment of levels, perform Formula 1, the energization procedure, as soon as you are able after your astral projection session. When you've made a successful transfer of consciousness to your astral vehicle, there will be no problem about getting back into your physical body. The most satisfactory way is to position yourself in your astral vehicle lying face upwards, about 8 feet above your physical body. Then, taking your astral vehicle with you, simply float down towards and into your physical body. However, this will require practice. And while you are a beginner, you will most probably find as soon as you approach anywhere near your physical body, you'll snap back into it from any position, whether you mean to or not. To avoid doing this, keep away from your physical body until you want to return, and also avoid staying out long enough to find the effort tiring. Having transferred consciousness to the astral vehicle, the first thing you'll do will be to get the feel of it. Your astral vehicle is for the time being your body. Consider your surroundings and try moving towards some object you can see in the room. Enjoy the sense of lightness, freedom, and well-being that belongs to the out-of-the-body experience. But don't be too venturesome at first. Learning astral travel is rather like learning to swim. So stay in the shallows for your early experiments and don't strike out for the deep waters until you have developed confidence in your abilities. You are now going to formulate your astral vehicle, your key figure, a human form of your own stature. Not greatly detailed as to features or garments, and silver gray in color. Establish your rhythmic breathing. From the region of your upper abdomen, send vertically upward a visualized jet of silver gray mist and form it into a small cloud about 8 feet above you. Keep on ejecting astral substance so that this cloud increases rapidly to your own general shape and size. Then, visualize it forming into the key figure directly above you and facing you. A thin, delicate cord of silver-gray astral substance unites you to the figure. Keep clearly in visualization the figure and its connecting cord, but at the same time, intensify your inner awareness of selfhood at your special center of consciousness, whether this is at your forehead, throat, heart, or elsewhere. Gather yourself to that region. Think to yourself, I am here. Build up your sense of selfhood until you have a clear, living certainty that you are present, essentially at that point. Fix your mind's eye on the corresponding point in the key figure. When you transfer your consciousness to that figure, as you are going to do, that point will be your point of arrival and entry. Now remind yourself, when your consciousness enters that figure, you are going to turn around mentally. You are going to change your perspective and attempt to see from the viewpoint of the figure. This is the crucial factor in the transference. You will mentally turn around and identify yourself completely with the key figure in order to achieve a true and undoubted out-of-the-body state of consciousness. Keep clearly in visualization the key figure and its connecting cord. Be aware of your special center of consciousness and the corresponding point on the figure. You are about to undertake the adventure of transference of consciousness. Let the astral projection sounds assist you. Let their rising and falling cadences and their pulsations permeate your being and loosen the hold which your physical body has upon your consciousness. Now, make a single, clear resolution to transfer yourself to the astral figure. Gather yourself to your special center of selfhood. From that concentrated point of selfhood, your consciousness is going to glide swiftly upward, is going to enter the key figure and achieve out-of-the-body experience. You are going to discover that you are a being of light and that your essence is pure joy. Now, with blessing, go forth. Thank you.
Thank you.